Hasbro's Monopoly, Socialism Game Mocks the Economic System. By Amy Furr on August 24, 2019. Hasbro Incorporated has created a version of its iconic Monopoly game that pokes fun at socialism, reports state. Monopoly, Socialism is listed on Amazon as a board game for adults that is a hilarious adult twist on classic Monopoly gameplay. The product description reads, "Work together, or not. This adult party edition of the Monopoly game has players moving around the board contributing to community projects. Unless they can steal projects to get ahead, winning is for capitalists. Contribute to the community fund, unless you choose to deplete it. Consider the best interest of the group, unless you want to forget that and just do what you need to do. Chance cards. Working together might seem ideal, but chance cards can abruptly shake things up with things such as lousy neighbors, vegan meatloaf, and bad plumbing. Fun adult party game. Get ready for laughs as the twists and turns of life put a damper on working toward a shared, utopian society." The company's website states that its mission is to create the world's best play experiences and that it wants to stand apart from anyone else's and deliver joy, creativity and connection around the world and across generations. In 2018, the company premiered Monopoly for Millennials, a game in which players do not win money but experience points, with board game pieces that include a few things millennials simply can't live without, such as a camera, sunglasses and a hashtag, the New York Post reported. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, tweeted about the socialism-themed game on Thursday and suggested a few versions of his own. "We could do the Cuba edition, start in the 1950s. As the world's top sugar producer, end up earning $25 per month and risking your life to put your children in rafts seeking freedom," he wrote. "Or we could do the university edition. You imagine a magic money tree, you give everything free to anybody who wants it. Nobody works, studies, or innovates, and everybody gets an A," the senator concluded.